This is an executive summary of 1031 Exchange for Rental and Vacation Homes, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Rental properties are the bread and butter of 1031 exchanges. A rental held for investment is the classic qualifying asset. But the question gets murkier with vacation homes and properties that mix rental and personal use, where the held for investment requirement collides with the owner's personal enjoyment. Can you 1031 a beach house you rent out but also vacation in? The answer is a qualified yes, if the personal use is limited enough that the property is genuinely held for investment, which the IRS has clarified through a specific safe harbor. This guide explains when rental properties qualify, almost always, if held for investment, how the vacation home safe harbor works, the personal use day limits that matter, how converting a property's use over time affects qualification, and the documentation that protects you. The line between a qualifying investment rental and a non-qualifying personal residence is one of the most common gray areas in 1031 planning. A rental property held for investment is the archetypal qualifying 1031 asset. If you own a property that you rent to tenants for income, with no significant personal use, it qualifies, it's real property held for investment, which is exactly what Section 1031 requires. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.